We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kansas City Star had the story this morning. Homeowners in the San Francisco Bay Area are furious at being charged $20,000 to clean up a former homeless camp in the Castro Valley Ravine. Alameda County charged a homeowners association for the cleanup costs after belatedly realizing it was on the property of the homeowners association. Now the association is billing each homeowner $300 to cover the fee for cleaning up San Lorenzo Creek. Got it? So the county first went in, cleaned up this homeless camp. Later, they realized it was on the property of the homeowners association. My guess is the homeowners association is saying, wait a minute, you can't charge us later for something we didn't know you were going to do. But they're still being saddled with the $20,000 bill. So now they're passing it on $300 a piece to everybody in the homeowners association. Ed Walsh, owner of Walsh Property Management, which oversees the Lakewood Homeowners Association, said there are no fences and such that would mark where the property line ended. So we were kind of hoping it was someone else's responsibility. But residents argue they are not to blame for the firm and Alameda County not realizing the camp was on the association's property for nearly 2 years and shouldn't be stuck with the entire bill. And so now there's a fight happening. Fellow homeowner Angie Bao says residents had no way of knowing what was going on in the heavily wooded ravine below their subdivision, saying, and it's not like your property where you go out there and do something about it and see someone camping. You would have no idea that that is a part of your homeowners association. Somebody else said they should have known that this was our property and they should have taken care of it a long time ago. So I wonder if the county's going to fight. I wonder if this homeowners association is going to fight it.
How does the HOA not know where their property lines are?
That's a good question. That is a good question.
That sounds like a dodge to me.
How does the county not know what the property lines are?
That's a good point.
How does the county not know before you go? Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here. How does the county not know or not look before you decide to go clean up a homeless camp who owns the property in which you are cleaning up?
It seems like that would be the first thing you would do.
The first, especially because it's a ravine, you know? So the county probably assumed it was their bill. I don't know why it cost $20,000. That's another thing. But the county probably assumed because it was a ravine, it was their property. And I don't know how they figured out then who tipped them off or how they figured out that this wasn't our property.
Hey, by the way, that's a corner of this HOA over here.
But don't you think, like, what would have happened? I have so many questions about this. So then how did they find out that it wasn't county property? Is it fair to charge the homeowners association after the fact for cleaning it up instead of allowing the homeowners association to like do it themselves or something at their own? Maybe it wouldn't have cost 20 grand if they had done it. You know what I mean? Give them the option.
Yeah, ideally, that's what should have happened. The county should have noticed that it was HOA property, gone to the HOA and said, you need to do something about this.
And
this is a hazard.
What do you do? If you are a homeowner, you know, we have a lot of these around Kansas City that, you know, probably have some wooded areas on the back. What do you do? Because you are a private entity. You know what I mean? You are a private homeowners association. What do you do if you realize that there is a homeless camp set up on the back of your property? I guess you call police. And at that point, whose financial liability is that? You call police, although it's not a crime. I guess it's trespassing at that point.
Yeah.
So you call police. Do they arrest them for trespassing? But you still have a mess to clean up, basically. So whose job? I have questions about whether this would be the homeowner's responsibility in the first place.
And for the HOA to turn around then and just send bills to all, it comes out to about 65 homes. To send bills to all of them and say, yeah, you all owe us $312.
Instead, I guess the alternative is to take it out of some reserve fund, but that's still money that those homeowners paid.
And 20 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a significant chunk that if you don't think that bill is coming and all of a sudden it just shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't just say, okay, yeah, we'll write you a check.
If I was the homeowners association, I'd be looking for a way to fight it. I would say, listen,
We didn't ask you to do this.
Yeah, maybe we're okay with the homeless camp on the back of our property. Yeah. I guess you could make that argument, you know. I would be going to the county and saying, no, you don't get to just charge us for this after the fact.
You know, that's a good point. I wonder what got up the county's skirt on this one in the first place that led them to go do this cleanup.
Right, because it was obscure enough that residents of this homeowners association are saying, we didn't even know it was there.
We didn't know it was there. And if the HOA went to the county and said, hey, this abuts our property, can you do something about this? Then it makes it an entirely different story. Then it is on the HOA.
Oh, and the county probably would have said, not my problem.
Yeah.
Private property, not our problem.
Somebody had to have complained.
What do you do about that, though? What? Because we only talk about, and San Francisco, I believe, has one of the highest homeless populations in the country, which is where this is. But what do you, there have to have been other cases of this, especially with large swaths of property or subdivisions that back up to a ravine or, you know, or a wooded area or something like that. There had to have been other cases, although it's getting harder to imagine the more these words come out of my mouth, where homeless were set up on private property. What do you do if that is your private? Yes, they're trespassing. And yes, you call police. And I guess police can come and arrest them. But what do you do with the mess? I mean, I guess that's whose responsibility is the homeless population? You know what I mean? To clean up the mess that is left there. You can leave it if you want and let the county clean it up. The county's going to say,
here's your bill.
And they're going to say, you should fence your property. I realize I'm going a little bit far-fetched here, but how do you keep that from happening on your property? Some of you are in HOAs. I'm curious to know, would you fight it? If you're in an HOA right now and you had gotten this bill, what are the rules? If that homeless, you know, camp is set up on private property that is in your homeowners association and you get a $20,000 bill from the county, what do you do about that? 229-80 or 576-7798.
And if you equally so, if you work for the city, because I would think that if they would have to notify, because what I was going to say is I would think if they have a public nuisance, and that has to be what happened here, is they deemed it to be a public nuisance, they cleared out the camp, and they did the cleanup. But if they deem something a public nuisance and it's on private property or a homeowners association owned property, they would have to notify.
Yeah.
Before they did anything, they would have to say, there is a public nuisance on your property, we need to do something about this and work with them. So if they didn't, if they just took it upon themselves, yeah, then I would fight it.
Here's what I'm surprised no one is suggesting. No one is suggesting, well, a couple of you are, the homeless don't have the money to clean it up. You know, you can't find them.
Shake down the homeless.
And tell them to clean it up. because the worst you're going to do to them is put them in jail.
Blood from a turnip.
They're going to, yeah, they're going to say, fine, put me in jail. I'm getting 3 meals a day. You know, so they're not going to clean it up. They're just going to move on to somewhere else. You could put code violations if they don't clean up the property. I guess you impose that on the homeowner. I think the frustrating thing is about this is that the homeless aren't really responsible for it, that they can just camp out on private property, not really care whose responsibility it is. And you got to wait to catch them. And then it's not their bill if you have to clean up that site. I know we have some of you that are in homeowners associations. What would you do about this? If the county came to you and said, oopsie, we cleaned up a homeless camp on your property. Now you owe us.
Here's the bill.
$20,000. Pass that on to your homeowners. What do you do about that? If you're in a homeowners association, what power do you have there? Or is it your responsibility? This is your property and you got to know what your property lines are and you got to, you know, keep it cleaned up. What do you do?
I want to know how much common land this homeowners association had around that subdivision. That they had a ravine and a, you know, wooded area and all of this stuff. How far did they stretch?
Okay, Derek's on the line and maybe has a good point here.
Hey, Derek, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Love the show.
Great,
thank you.
So I don't live in an HOA, but it seems to me like an HOA should have an insurance policy or something that is in place that covers common ground areas where people aren't necessarily on their property, but part of the HOA.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, because if you have there in our last subdivision, there was a little triangle of property where the kids used to go play that was overseen by the HOA. They kept it mowed and all of that stuff. And if a kid falls and breaks a bone on that piece of property, they're going to go after the HOA. So, they'd have to have insurance to cover that. Well done.
Well, that's my thoughts on it, at least. So,
thanks, Derek, for that. All right. Texter says our HOA board would take it to court, but we're rural. We're rural is where this could happen, though.
Yeah.
Our county doesn't know up from down. I'm not asking what county you're in. They should have reached out to the HOA to begin with, but the county thought it was their problem first. Yeah. I mean, on one side of it, perhaps the HOA should be thanking the county for doing the work to clean it up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they didn't know there was a homeless camp on their property. In theory, the county saved them potential issues with crime and all that kind of thing. Maybe be thanking the county for spending the $20,000.
Well, and there's another point to be made here. And obviously, I mean, there are different areas and different places where you go. But if you have a subdivision with an HOA, Alameda County's East Bay, right?
Oakland, Berkeley.
Yeah. $300, guys, really?
You think that's not a lot?
This is the hill we're going to die on. Do you know what property values are in San Francisco and throughout the Bay Area?
Yeah.
They're unbelievably high.
But it's Alameda County,
It's not
Sausalito.
San Francisco, right.
You know, so maybe those. But you're right. It's one of the highest cost of living in the country. But it's just principle.
Yeah.
That I'm on the hook for $300 and you didn't ask me first. You know?
Yes, and I can see that fight happening. That's the principle of the thing.
Although somebody's pointing out the attorney's fees are going to cost more than that $20,000.
Also true.
If you try, and do you really want to get into a fight with the county? Again, they cleaned the homeless camp off your property. Yeah. You didn't handle it. They took care of it for you. All it's right. Probably best to just be quiet.
Want to take us to court? Fine. We'll put the homeless back.
Right. There exactly. We'll open it up if you would like.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.